The customs authorities at Chagani Port weren't anything like imperial security on Zyost. They didn't require clearance papers or approvals, or even an official ship registration. All they wanted was someone to pay the 50-credit docking fee and a 100-credit deposit on the hangar. Theron paid them out of his own pocket, not bothering to get a receipt so he could apply for reimbursement later. He wasn't sure how much of this mission was coming out of the SIS budget, but considering the Jedi had supplied the ship, he didn't mind footing the bill for parking.
"Where to now?"
Nos D'Aurel asked Theron as he paid the customs official.
"If I know Tefith, she'll be hanging around the dirtiest, nastiest, most dangerous spot to get a drink in this place."
"That'd be the Crooked Finger,"
the customs agent answered.
"Not sure it's your kind of place, fellas,"
he said, glancing up at the Jedi's luxury shuttle.
"Want me to arrange a security escort?"
It wasn't difficult to understand his concern. Nos D'Aurel was wearing nondescript robes rather than his Jedi garb, and his lightsaber was tucked out of sight. Theron had donned his custom bracers with a full complement of toxin darts and a recharged pinpoint laser, but not everyone would realize they were more than just a stylish choice of wardrobe. And the single blaster on his hip looked woefully underpowered for the kind of people they were bound to run into wandering Jagani Port's seedier dives.
"We can handle ourselves," Theron assured him. "Just point us in the right direction."
When they reached the Crooked Finger, it was everything Theron had expected. Dimly lit to hide the dirt and grime, and overflowing with a motley assortment of heavily armed thugs and criminals. Music from a slightly out-of-time live band spilled out the door, along with the clamor of the patrons shouting to be heard above the music. A pair of large Nyctos sitting by the door sprang up as they entered, barring their way.
"Cover charge to get in,"
the bigger of the two said.
50 credits each."
Theron highly doubted they actually worked for the bar, but he didn't see the point in starting something. Before he could dig out any more credits, though, Nos D'Aurel intervened.
"No cover for us,"
he said, waving his hand in front of him in an almost hypnotic gesture.
"We're friends of the owner."
"Guess we can let you through,"
the smaller Nikto answered as he and his friend stepped to the side.
"Seeing as how you know the owner."
Once they were inside, Theron leaned in close enough for Nos D'Aurel to hear him above the music and the general din of the crowd.
"Do you know how much easier my life would be if I could learn that trick?"
he said.
"Best thing about being a Jedi, if you ask me."
"It doesn't work on everyone. Only those with weak minds. Nikto are particularly susceptible."
They made their way through the maze of tables and chairs, Theron's eyes scanning the bar for a yellow-skinned Twi'lek. He spotted her sitting at a table in the back corner with a scrawny-looking Rodian. Theron had expected her to be sitting alone. Tefith didn't normally make friends.
"There she is,"
he told his companion.
"Better let me do the talking."
As they drew near, he could see that the Rodian was talking animatedly with Tefith. He couldn't make out the words, but the Rodian's lips were moving, his ears were twitching, and his hands gesticulated wildly. Tefith, on the other hand, was barely paying attention. She looked bored, or maybe drunk, sitting slumped forward in her seat with her hands folded in her lap beneath the table.
"Hello, Tefith,"
Theron said when they reached the table.